Today's daf is Erev and Daf Hey, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Dalit Amid Beis, the 2 dots, Hoya Gavoya Me'esr Mama. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza and Avram Ben Gittel. So the Gemara is returning to the first halach in the Masechta, and that is Mavoy Shehi Gavoya Lamaila Me'esrim Ama Yema'it. A Mavoy that's surrounded by 3 walls, which Midda Eraisa has a din of a Rishos HaYachid. But being that it opened up to a Rishos HaRabim on the 4th side, the Chachamim were concerned that if someone would carry in the Mavoy, it would look like he's carrying in a Rishos HaRabim, and people may come to carry in a Rishos HaRabim. So Gzeira Shemi Yavirenu Dal Rames Rishos HaRabim, the Chachamim said that unless you do something to make it obvious that the Mavoy is a Rishos HaYachid and not a Rishos HaRabim, it's not okay to carry. What do you have to do? There's 2 options. Either you can put a koira, which is a crossbeam, over the entranceway of the Mavoy. That serves pashtus as a hacker to show that the Mavoy is a Rishus HaYachid, it's not part of the Rishus HaRabim. Or you can take a lechi, which is a pole, stick it in the ground on one of the sides of the entrances of the Mavoy, and that too would accomplish the same thing. It would serve pashtus as a hacker to show that the Mavoy is not part of the Rishus HaRabim. As a result, there'd be no issue to carry there. The Mishnah said that in the event that you chose to use a koira, and you put the koira so high that it's lemaila me'esrim ama, talach is yemai, just like a sukkah that's gavoya lemaila me'esrim ama, talach is psula, so to a Mavoy that's gavoya lemaila me'esrim ama, talach is yemai. Zok the Mishnah, the Gemara, how you gavoya me'esrim ama, if the koira was more than 20 amas above ground, and now you want to be machsher the koira, meaning you want to create a situation where it's going to be okay for you to carry in the Mavoy. So how much of the distance between the ground and the koira would you have to reduce in order for you to be able to carry there? Speak to Gemara, kama memayit, that seems to be very obvious. Kama de tzarechle, l'chura, you should have to be memayit as much as you need. Meaning, if the koira is 25 amas above ground, then you should have to be memayit 5 amas and some change. If it's 22 amas, then it's 2 amas and change. The point is, you have to establish that the halal of the koira is going to be less than 20 amas. So what's the question of kama b'mayis? The Gemara says, no, I know that wasn't what I was asking. El rach by b'kama. The Gemara shayla is, how much of the ground of the Mavoy would you have to raise so that the distance between the ground and the koira would be less than 20 amas? Meaning, the way you're going to be memayit the distance between the ground and the koira is going to be by creating a platform, adding a layer of ground, an itztaba of some sort. The question is, how deep into the Mavoy does this itztaba have to go? Do you have to put this flooring over the entire Mavoy? Is part of it going to be enough? So the Gemara says, it's machlokes Rama. Rav Yosef am a tefach. Rav Yosef says, all has to be as a tefach. Abaya marba. Abaya said, no, it has to be a little bit more than that. It has to be 4 tefachim. Rav Yosef shita is that just like the minimum shear of a koira is a tefach, so too the amount of space underneath the koira that you would have to raise this platform would also have to be a tefach. So as long as the area that you raise is equal to the minimum thickness of the koira, that in and of itself would be enough. Abaya held that it has to be a little bit more than that. It has to be 4 tefachim. Zok de Gemara, what's the hesber in the machloikis? Rabbi Yosef says a tefach. Abaya says 4 tefachim. Leib b'kam b'fluki. Perhaps the machloikis is as follows. The man a tefach. Rabbi Yosef, who said tefach kosovar, holds mutter l'shtamesh tachas koira. It's mutter for a person to carry underneath the koira. As we're going to see, there's a machloikis whether or not a Mavoy that has a koira or a lechi, and as a result of which you're allowed to carry there, does that mean that it's just from the lechi and the koira inside towards the inner part of the Mavoy that you're allowed to carry? Or are you allowed to carry in the area that's parallel to the koira, the area that's parallel to the lechi? It's a machloikis amiram. Zok de Gemara, perhaps that's what the machloikis is. Rabbi Yosef who held tefach held that it's mutter l'shtamish tachas koira. So being that you can be mishtamish tachas the koira, so it comes out that if a person's going to be directly underneath the koira, he's going to be less than 20 amis from the koira. He looks up, he sees it, He has the hacker. If he has the hacker, so based on that, it should be okay. Man damar bad, man damar that says four kasava asal l'shtamish tachas akayra. He holds that it's asal to be mishtamish tachas the kayra. So if the only area that's going to be raised is that tefach that's directly underneath the kayra, it's actually not going to serve as a hacker. Because being that you're not allowed to be mishtamish there anyways, so you're never going to be there. The only area in the mavoi that you're going to be is not raised, which means the kaira to it is more than 20 amas, which means you don't see the kaira, so it's going to come out. It's not going to serve its purpose. It's not going to end up being a hacker. So the Gemara says very simple. Rabbi Yosef that holds tefach, he holds mutar l'shtamish l'kaira. So as long as you have one area that's within 20 amas, that's going to be enough. You have the area, the tefach that's directly underneath the kaira. Abaya holds you're not allowed to be in that area. So if you're not allowed to be in that area, you don't have the hacker there. So if you don't, if the whole area is going to only be a tefach, there's going to be no area that's going to have a hacker. As a result, it's not going to be okay. So what do you need according to Abaya? You need four tefachim. Now, the obvious question is, what do you need four tefachim? Assuming the kaira is only a tefach, because that's the minimum share of a tefach. So even if you hold aser, l'shtamish, tachas ha-kaira, so then two tefachim should be enough, three tefachim should be enough. Where do you come up with four tefachim? Rashi asks the kash, it's the first Rashi on the Amid. The last wide line, the kivan da afikte mitachas akoira, tzorich shei mokoim hanikr v'chashim. This is a svara that's going to repeat itself again in the next few lines. And that is, Abaya held that once the shear is not directly beneath the koira, meaning once we need to create a shear, it has to be a shear chashav. And pachas midalat tfachim is not a shear chashav. If all you need to do is raise the area directly beneath the kaira, okay, so whatever the shear of the kaira is, that would be enough for of an area for you to have to raise. The kaira is a tefach, Rabbi Yosef says, just raise it a tefach. But once Abaya holds asal l'shtamish tachas ha-kaira, so it's not enough for you to simply and merely raise the area that's beneath the kaira, you're going to have to go raise more. And now we have a shaila, how much of an area do you have to raise? So once you're dealing with a larger area, then by definition, it has to be the smallest chashav area. The smallest chashav area is going to end up being four tefachim. Zok the Gemara, that even though maybe you could have thought that this is the hezber in the machlokes, because Rabbi Yosef holds mutar l'shtamish tachas ha-kaira, Abaya holds asal l'shtamish tachas ha-kaira, but lo, it's not because maybe the kuliyama kasabi mutal shtamish tachas akir. Perhaps everybody holds that it's mutal shtamish tachas akir. What then is the machlokes? Mar sovar koir mishum hacker. Rabbi Yosef holds that the purpose of the koir is a hacker. Mutal shtamish tachas akir. If you're standing directly underneath the koir, as long as that area is raised to the point where the koir is less than 20 amas above you, you have the hacker. That's enough for you to be machsha the entire mavur. Mar sovar Abaya holds koir mishum mechitza. The purpose of the koir is not merely to serve as a hacker, but rather the idea is that the koira has to serve as a mechitza as well. So up until this point, we've taken for granted that the idea of a koira, and a lechi for that matter, but right now we're specifically talking about a koira, is to serve as a hacker. The mavi really is a reshus hayachid. Why is it a reshus hayachid? Because it's surrounded by three walls. It looks a little like a Rishus HaRabim. As long as you do something to make it look different than the Rishus HaRabim, you make a hacker that it's not part of the Rishus HaRabim, it's a Rishus HaYachid, that in and of itself would be okay. So what's the purpose of the Kaira? The short answer is, it serves as a hacker. Stating that, the Gemara now is introducing another possibility. It could be the purpose of the Kaira is not to serve as a hacker, but rather to serve as a mechitza. And when you put a Kaira, what you're really doing is you're making a fourth wall. Now you're going to ask me, let's be honest, is that a wall? The truth is, practically speaking, no. But halachically speaking, yeah. Because as we saw very, very briefly at the end of this morning's daf, in the halacha l'moshe misinai of mechitzos, there's a lot of mechudeshtiga type of walls that really, practically speaking, you would never think is a wall, but halachically speaking is. Good aschis, good asig, lovud, doifan akuma. So there is imaginary walls that we're going to become very familiar with as we work through Masechtas Erevin. This is one. And that says that the koira, even though all it is a beam, but at the same time, we can look at the walls of the beams, the sides of the beams, as if they're yoyreid v'soysim, as if they come down, and they serve as a mechitza. We'll get more into the lumdus and coming dafa. We don't need that for right now. But for right now, what the Gemara is saying is that maybe the machloik is between Rabbi Yosef and Abaya is not mutar l'shtamish tachas ha-kaira, asal l'shtamish tachas ha-kaira. Maybe everybody holds mutar l'shtamish tachas ha-kaira. What then is the shaila? The shaila is whether the purpose of the kaira is a hacker or the purpose of the kaira is a mechitza. Rabbi Yosef held it's a hacker. If it's a hacker, there's no reason you should need more than a tefach. Abaya held that it's a mechitza. So what? A mechitza is only a mechitza, this is a lumdis, if it serves as a wall to an area that's chashav. The mechitza can't be yoisa meyasra mama, which means it's only going to have a din mechitza if it casts a wall to an area that's within asra mama. That area has to be chashav. It's only chashav if it's four tfachim. And it's for that reason Abaya holds that when you raise this area, you have to raise an area of four tfachim. Not from the hacker perspective. Mutul ishtamash tachas akira. You could have a hacker on one tefach, but you need more than a hacker. What you need is a mechitza, because that's the lumdus of how kaira works. Oh, if you need a mechitza, yoisim yasramam is not a mechitza. Now then, I need to establish an itztaba. I need to create a platform such to be within 20 amas so that the kaira will serve as a mechitza. A mechitza needs to be on a makam chashiv. A makam chashiv, again, needs to be dalet tfachim. So for that reason, it ends up being dal tfachim. So maybe the machlokes is whether kair is mishum hacker or kair is mishum mechitza. The same the Gemara says maybe the kuliyama kair mishum hacker. Maybe everybody holds that kair is mishum hacker. But hacha behacker shall mato behacker shall mailu kamiflagi. Could be the machlokes is more simple. The mar sovar amina and hacker shall mato hacker shall mailu. Mar sovar leyamina hacker shall mato hacker shall mailu. Meaning maybe everybody holds kair is mishum hacker and everybody holds mutul l'shnamish tachas hakair. Rabbi Yosef Shita, then it's very simple. He holds Kerz Mishum Hekker. You can be Mishtamash Tachas Hakker. You have the Hekker for that one Tefach. It's going to be fine. Abaye agrees with all those premises. He's not arguing alumnus. It's more Balabatish. Abaye said that I feel that at the end of the day, you want to have a Hekker. If all you're going to have is a Tefach that looks up to the Tefach, that's not going to be enough. If you have four tfachim, or at least an area that's more chashuv, then it's going to serve as a hacker, and as a result, you have to have four tfachim. Iva Yisema, a fourth possibility is the guli yamar bin hacker shalmata, hacker shalmailo. Maybe everybody holds that the hacker shalmata, it's enough if it's ke hacker shalmailo. And based on that, it should be enough for tefach. And that is Rabbi Yosef Shita. What is Abai? Abai was a little bit afraid that maybe this itztaba, this platform that you created, at some point it would lower a little bit so that it would be now not as high as it was, and we would go back to having a situation where the kairas gavaya yoisa meyasra mama. So Abaye said to prevent that from happening, he wanted it to be a little bit bigger. As a result, even if it will be yifchais a little bit, you'll still have an area. Meaning, Abaye is okay with a tefach. Abaye just feels, what happens if the tefach ends up being less than a tefach? So Abaye said it has to be here. So why does it have to be four tefachim? Again, because once it's not a tefach, Rashi says it can end up being four tefachim. The bottom line is, if you find yourself in a situation where you have a mavoi and there's a koira, there's three mechitzais, it's gavoya yoisa me'asra mama. What's the halacha? Yemayit, it's the first halacha in the Mishnah. How you yemayit? You create a platform. That would be the simplest way to do it. I mean, you can make the walls lower and bring the kaira down, but that's probably a little trickier. To create a platform is going to be enough. Do you have to pave the entire mavi? The answer is no. How much of the mavi do you have to pave? It's machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and Abaye. Rabbi Yosef said one tefach. Abaye said four tefachim. What's the hezber in the machloikis? The Gemara threw out four possibilities. Could be the machloikis is mutul ishtamash tachas hakair, asul ishtamash tachas hakair. Could be the machloikis is kair mishum hekir or kair mishum mechitza. Could be the machloikis is hekir shal mato is ke hekir shal mailo, or maybe hekir shal mato is not ke hekir shal mailo, or perhaps the machloikis is gzeira shema yifchais, or you don't say gzeira shema yifchais exhale. The next gemara is going to go me inyan le inyan ba'oise inyan, and at first glance it's going to seem very similar, but as we go through the gemara we're going to see there's a fundamental difference between the gemara that we just learned and the gemara that we're about to learn. The Mishnah discussed the maximum share of how high a koira is allowed to be in order for it to be matter carrying in a mavoi. Koira mavoi shi gavoya le maila meyesra mama talach is psula. But just like a sukkah, a koira and a mavoi have a minimum share as well. In order for a koira to be matter carrying inside a mavoi, it has to be at least 10 tfachim off the ground. And if it's within 10 tfachim off the ground, the halach is, it's not going to be okay. So if you have a mavi, it's surrounded by mechitzos, and the mechitzos are less than 10 tfachim, you put a koira on top, it's not okay. You need the halal of the koira to the ground to be at least 10 tfachim, not more than 20 amos. It has to be within 10, from 10 tfachim to 20 amos. Says the Gemara, what happens if you have a mavoi and there was a koira, and the distance, the halal between the koira and the ground of the mavoi was less than 10 tfachim, so you need to make it a little bit bigger. So in the previous Gemara, we were making it smaller. We're narrowing the gap. Now we need to widen the gap. So what do? You have to dig a little bit, right? Bring a shovel. This person brought a shovel, he started digging. Same shiloh. How much do you have to dig? tzarchle. Dig as much as you have to. If you have six tvachim, dig four tvachim. If you have seven tvachim, three tvachim. El, the Gemara says, no, mishche bekamo, same question as we had in the previous Gemara. I understand how deep you have to dig. The question is, how far into the mavi do you have to do the digging? So here, two, it's a machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and Abaya, but it's different numbers. Rabbi Yosef and Barba, Rabbi Yosef said four, Abaya Amar, Abaya said ba'arba amas. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's four, according to Abaya, it's four. The difference is arba'a or arba. Rabbi Yosef held four tvachim, Abaya held much bigger than that. Not four tvachim, but six times that. Rather, it's Arba Amos. Now, before the Gemara gets into what the Hezber in the Machloikis between Rabbi Yosef and Abaya is, Rashi says that from a high level, we have to appreciate that this Machloikis Abaya and Rabbi Yosef and the previous Machloikis Abaya and Rabbi Yosef are very, very different. Why? A Mavoi that has three proper walls. There's a Kaira that's more than 20 Amos off the ground is possible. Why is it possible? You have a Mavoi, you have three walls. The problem is the Kaira is just too high. And because it's too high, there's no hacker. And as a result, you're ma'e. When you need to do, from a lumdis perspective, emphasis on lumdis, from a lumdis perspective, is simply lower the kaira so that it's going to serve as a hacker. When you have a mavi and its walls are less than 10 tfachim off the ground, the issue that you have is not hacker. What do you mean? You can look down at it. It's right next to you. That it's eye level. That's not a problem. The problem is, it's nitkai mavoi. Because in order for a mavoi to be a mavoi, it has to have walls, and the walls have to have a shear of a mechitza, and the shear of a mechitza has to be at least 10 tfachim. A mavoi that is mutter bilechi v'koira is by definition an area that's an alleyway, but it's surrounded by three walls. A wall has to be 10 tfachim. If the wall's not 10 tfachim, it's not a mechitza. Whether you learn it from the Arin and the Kapoiras, or whether it's from Aloch HaLamayish Misinai, the definition of a mechitza is 10 tfachim. So if it's not 10 tfachim, you don't have mechitzas, which means you don't have a mavi she'ina mefulash, which means that we can't even start this conversation. So what you need to do in this case, when you're digging with your shovel, is to create the mavi with the mechitzas that will allow me now to put a kaira in the front so that I'll be able to carry. In the previous Gemara, you don't have to create the mavi. You have to create the walls. All you have to do is lower the kaira. Over here, what you need to do is you need to create the mavoi. And it's for that reason, says Rashi, here the shear is going to be a much bigger shear. You know why? Because if all you're going to do is dig a tefach is not a mavoi. So being that a tefach is not a mavoi, if I have one tefach that has walls that are 10 tefachim, that's not a mavoi. So really, in essence, the machloik is between Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. The question over here, kama, how far into the mavoi do you have to dig, is what's the minimum share of a mavoi? Rabbi Yosef said arba, which means four tefachim. Abaya said arba amos, four amos. Meaning, we said we have a machloik is over here. What's the minimum share of a mavoi? According to Rabbi Yosef, the minimum share of a mavoi is four tefachim. According to Abaya, the minimum share of a mavoi is four amos. Okta gemara, lema, but the rabbi v'rabas, we come to forget first concept. We've seen the machloik is Rabbi Yosef and Abaya is related to another machlokes earlier. Amayurayim, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Ditmar, Mavish, and Nifratz Mitzidei Klapi Roishoi. And this, in many ways, is our first real Erevin case. So, if somebody has if there was a mavoi, and the mavoi had three walls, one of the walls, Klapi Roishoi, next to the entrance to the mavoi, meaning next to where the kair is, has a hole in it. Itmar Mishmed Rav Ami Rav Asi, so said over the name of Rav Ami Rav Asi, Im Yesham Pas Arba, if there's a hole on one of the side walls. However, there's a piece of the wall that's attached to the front, meaning it's attached to where the kair is, that's at least four tfachim wide, then the halach is matter. This mavoi will still be a mavoi that you're allowed to carry in, as a result of the kaira that's in front of it, the pirtza, even though the hole is there, ad eser, as long as it's less than 10 amas. The imlav, if however, the part of the wall that's attached to the kaira, that's at the very front, is not four tvachim, meaning you don't have a pass that's at least four tefachim wide, then the halacha is pachas mishloisha mater. If the hole then in the wall is less than three tefachim, then it's okay. And that's because any hole that's less than three tefachim is lavud. We look at it as if that gap was closed. We look at it as if it's not even here. Shloisha, if however it's three tefachim, ene mater, then the halacha is it's not going to be mutter. So again, you have over here a mavoi that was ene mefulash, a mavoi that has three walls. You put a kair in the front, people can carry there now. It wasn't yoisim eyasr mamo. It wasn't less than 10 tefachim. It's within the right chair. And based on that, you should be able to carry. What happened is there was a huge breach on the side of one of the walls. In this Gemara, as in many Gemaras in Masechta Seirvin, a picture is worth a thousand words. So you have a big breach on the side of the wall. The question is, does that mess up the Mavoi or does not mess up the Mavoi? So the first thing you have to ask yourself is how much of the wall is there attached to the front where the Kaira is? If that area is a Chaticha Chashuva, if it's at least four Tfachim wide, then it's not going to be such an issue. Unless the breach is so wide, it's more than 10 amos, which is about 20 feet. That's a huge breach. So unless it's 10 amos, you have nothing to worry about. If, however, the wall that's attached to where the Kaira is not so wide, it's less than 4 tfachim, so then already you're going to have a big problem. So then we'll say if the breach is less than 3 tfachim, which is not considered a breach in Halach, it's going to be okay. But otherwise, it is going to be okay. What's the svara behind Rav Ami and Rav Asi? So I and Rashi for a more detailed understanding of this. But just from a Daf Yomi perspective, what we need is one thing. The reason four tefachim is what matters is because Rav Ami and Rav Asi were of the opinion that the minimum shear of a mavui is four tefachim. So being that the minimum shear of a mavui is four tefachim, the thought is that if, even after the breach of the wall, I still have a wall and a wall, and then you have the back wall with the kaira in the front, which is at the very least a four tefach area. So as long as I have four tefachim, I have a sheer hechsher mavoi with a kaira in the front, even though there's a breach. As long as the breach is not more than 10 amos, so I could still attach the front of the wall to the back of the wall, based on sugis that we're going to get to later in the Masechta. But for now, what we need to know is the reason the magic number is four tefachim is because four tefachim is the shear of a kosher mavoi. So as long as I have the shear minimum of a kosher mavoi in the front, then the pirtza doesn't bother me as long as it's not more than 10 amos. So you see that Rav Ami Rav Asi held that what's the minimum shear of a mavoi? It's four tefachim. So the Gemara says at first glance, if you have a machlekes Rabbi Yosef and Abaya, how much digging, how deep into the mavoi do you have to dig when the walls are less than 10 tefachim? And why are you digging? You're digging to create mechitzos, to create the mavoi. So essentially the question is, how much does a mavoi, how long does a mavoi have to be? What's the square footage of a mavoi? Rabbi Yosef said four tefachim. Abaya said four amos. So Gemara says at first glance, isn't this Rav Ami Rav Asi Shaila? Meaning it sounds like Rabbi Yosef is the Rav Ami, and Abaya less like the Rav Ami. It sounds like Rabbi Yosef was Rav Ami, and Abaya doesn't know the Rav Ami. Rabbi Yosef said four tefachim. That's Rav Ami said four tefachim. Abaya was not the way. Amalach Abaya. Abaya says no. Hasam soif mavui hacha tefila tchilas mavui iika arba amesini loy loy. Could be there's a difference. In the case that Rav Ami Rav Asi, you had a proper mavui. Then there was a breach in the wall. Oh, there was a breach in the world in the wall. Now you want to know after the breach, could we maintain the status of a mavui or not maintain the status of a mavui? As long as you have a four tefachim pass, that's enough for you to be able to maintain the status of a mavui for maintenance. The threshold is always less. So if all you need to do is maintain the status of a mavi, it was a proper mavi. Now you're just trying to maintain the status of a mavi, so a pass of four tefachim is going to be fine. In this shaila, where the walls were less than 10 tefachim, over there you never had a mavi. Now you're digging to create a mavi. Oh, to create a mavi? Now the bar is set a little bit higher. Now it has to be four amos. So Abaya says, I'm asking to Rav Ami Rav Asi. I hold once you have a proper mavi, if all you're trying to do is maintain the status of a mavi, I don't think you need more than four tefachim. The reason I hold arba amos in this sugi is because you're not just trying to maintain the status of a mavi, you're trying to create the status of a mavi. To create the status of a mavi, over there it's going to have to be four amos. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, no, I mean a law. What's my makar to my aloch? Time to learn to the price. A mavi need to be lechi, bekairo. In order for a mavi to become mutter with a lechi or a kairo, you need to check off the following boxes. Actually, you button. You need at least two chatzeros to open up into this mavoi, each of which has two houses that open into them. So the house opened into the chatzer, which opened into the mavoi. We discussed this in the introduction to the Masechta, which is going to be important to so many sugyas that we learn. So in order for a mavoi to be a proper mavoi, where the lechi and the kaira will be matter carrying there, you would need at least two chatzeros to open up into this mavoi, each of which chatzeros have two batim that are opening up into it. Says Abaya of Ibarba. Now, if you're going to tell me that the share of a mavi is four tefachim, how's this possible? How could you have a mavi, which is four tefachim by four tefachim, have two chatzeros that open up into them? Now, at first glance, you're going to say, what's the big deal? Why can I have a chatzer that opens up into one side of the mavi and a chatzah that opens up into the other side of the mavi? The reason is because the Pesach of a chatzah also has a minimum share. And the shear of the Pesach of the chatzah has to be also four tefachim. So if the Pesach of the chatzah is going to be four tefachim, and the mavi is only going to be four tefachim, that means the Pesach of the chatzah is going to walk right into the Mavi, which means there's no wall. You don't even have side posts. There's nothing there. Because they're both exactly four tvachim. So if they're both exactly four tvachim, so it comes out you don't have the walls that you need in order for it to be a mavi. In order for a mavi to be okay, you need three walls. If you don't have three walls, then this area is not going to be considered a reshus hayachid. You can have a lechi and a kerd from today till tomorrow. You're going to have a problem. The mavi has to be what's known as enoy mefulish. It doesn't open up on two sides. It's enclosed on one of the sides. It's a dead-end street. That's what the mavi has to be. So the problem over here is if you're going to have two chatzeros opening up, so let's say one on one side, one on the other side. You're by definition not going to have a wall because the gap of the mavi is four tvachim, because that's what a mavi has to be, and the pesach has to be four tvachim. If you're going to have two posts and that's going to somehow be your wall, then the pesach is going to end up by definition being less than four tvachim. Right? That's the piece you have to have in order to understand this gemara. I mean, the picture works, but in terms of articulating it, this is the piece. The piece is that it's going to have to be a perfect four towards four, which means there's no post. If there's no post, there's no wall. If there's no wall, how could it be a kasher mavi? The gemara's v'chitem. You're going to tell me the pasach labadayif and I'm tzai. So maybe there's a trick. Maybe what you could do is maybe you can have a doifin ha'emtzai, here the picture definitely works, where the mavoi's width, length, is going to be four tvachim, but maybe the mavoi is very wide. It's so wide that it allows for there to be two doors, two openings, within the wall that the Gemara is referring to as the middle wall, that going to open up into the two chatzeres. Each one of those openings is going to be four tvachim, and it's over there that you're going to have the two chatzeres that open up into the mavi. But the Gemara says it doesn't work because Amar Rav Nachman said nikatinon. We have a mesora. Rashi says, what does nikatinon mean? Mesores me avoseinu minig me rabiseinu. A whole shmuz. But either way, nikatinon is that mavi. What's the definition of a mavi? That's the belachav b'kayir. Kol she'argi esar alachvay. It has to be that the length is longer than the width. Ubatim the chatzeres. Opening up. But the point is the length has to be bigger than the width. So it can't be talking about a rectangular shaped mavoi where it's only four tvachim long, but at the same time it's very wide, because if it's much wider than it is long, it comes out, it's not arka yasra rachbay, and then the lechi and the kaira are not going to work. So set up bayim, you know, aminola, you know, I know a mavoi can't be four tvachim. It doesn't work. It doesn't add up. Do the math. Because the mavoi, if it's only going to be four tvachim, how are you going to have two chatzeres opening up into it and at the same time satisfy the fact that you can't have the length longer, the width longer than the length, and at the same time satisfy the fact that each one of the chatzeres are going to have a pesach that are four tvachim, and at the same time satisfy the fact that you're going to end up having three walls? The Gemara of Rabbi Yosef. So what's Rabbi Yosef going to do with all this? The pasach lebi karen zavis, it's possible. What you can do is you can get a little bit creative. You can make the pesach on a diagonal. The point is, you can have posts. There could be posts, and the posts are going to serve as three walls. The problem is, doesn't the Pesach have to be four tvachim? So how's it going to be four tvachim? The teretz is, there's going to be a middle wall, there's going to be two side walls. Again, if you have a picture, this works really well. Even Rashi gave us a picture, so, or the Vilna Shas did. So the pictures are here for a reason, because they very much help. But the point is, on a diagonal, you'll be able to have four tvachim. So part of the four tvachim is going to be on one side, and part of the four tvachim is going to be on the Daifin Amtsai. And the same is going to be on the other side. So you can end up checking off all the boxes. If you check off all the boxes, it's going to work. I'm Rabbi Abayez. No, I mean, it'll have a different makar. How do I know that a mavi can't be four tvachim? It has to be four. I'm just on my Rami Bar Chama Rav Huno. Rami Bar Chama said, name Rav Huno. If someone, there was a mavoi, and one of the walls of the mavoi broke, or there was a lechi that was boilet, it's a half a wall, so to speak. The halacha is pachas mi'arba amois. If that wall is less than four amois, need a mishum lechi. You could use it as a lechi. Ve'ein tzarech lechel arche la'tira. Meaning, what happens if you have a mavoi that's not enclosed on four sides, enclosed on three sides, and on the fourth side, where you would put the kaira, where you would put the lechi, there's a lechi aboilet. There's a wall, wasn't put there for the purpose of a lechi. It just happens to be protruding. Now, the truth is, do you need to put a lechi, l'shem yichud kucha berichu, because of a lechi or not? So it's known as a lechi ha'oimed me'elav. It's actually one of the yalkigams, and it's a sugi that we're going to learn later in the Masechta. But for now, let's assume that a lechi ha'oimed me'elav is okay. So the fact that you didn't put that wall there for the purpose of it being a lechi, that's neither here nor there. That doesn't bother me. So you have over here this mavui, which has three proper walls, And at the same time, the front wall has a lechi. Part of the wall is protruding. So the question is, do you need to make a lechi? Do you have to put a kaira? How does this play itself out? So Rami Bar Chama said in the name of Rav Huna, the names matter. So this is being attributed to Rav Huna, as we're going to see later in the daf. Lechi aboylet midoifnei shalmavoy. It depends how wide this lechi is. Pachas mi arba'amos, if less than arba'amos, nida mishum lechi. Then we could consider the lechi. The ain't sarach lechi ach latir. Arba'amos, if however it's 4 amos, then nida mishum mavoy. It's viewed as a mavoy. V'tzarach lechi ach latir. And over here, you would need another lechi. What do you see from here? You see from here that a lechi has to be less than 4 amas. Once a lechi is 4 amas, it's not okay. Why is it not okay? Nidai mishum mavoy. What does it mean, nidai mishum mavoy? Because then we look at it as the wall of the mavoy. What do you see from here? The minimum shear of a wall of a mavoy is probably 4 amas. That's why this number is 4 amas. So, Amr Abai Minu Aminu, what's my makar? How do I know it's 4 amas? I know it's 4 amas from this halacha right here. Rabbi Yosef, no. Lafuki b'taris lechi adi ik 4 amas. You're right. If you want a lechi to not be a lechi, it would have to be 4 amas. But it doesn't necessarily imply what Abaya said. Abaya said, oh, if 4 amas is not a lechi, it must be 4 amas is the minimum shear in order for it to be the wall of a mavi. No, the mehavi mavi, I feel about bar tvachim, not mehavi mavi. Even if it's only 4 tvachim, that in of itself is going to be a mavi. So again, we had 2 machloikis in between Rav Yosef and Abaya as it relates to being matir, a mavi, so that the kair is going to be able to work. The first one was where the mavi was lemay lemayasra mamma. It's too high. So what do you need to do? You need to create a platform so that the distance from the floor up until the kaira is not going to be 20 amas. How much of a platform do you have to create? Meaning, we know how high it has to be. It has to be high enough that the halal is going to be less than 20 amas. The question is, how deep into the mavoy do you have to go? Rabbi Yosef said, 1 tefach. Abaya said it has to be 4 tvachim. What was the hezber and the machloikis? So the Gemara had 4 different suggestions as to what the machloikis might be. Mutul l'shtamash tachas hakayra. Asul l'shtamash tachas hakayra. Is the kayra mishum heker? Or is the kayra mishum mechitza? Heker shal matas ke heker shal mailo? Or it's not ke heker shal mailo? Is there gzeir shami yifchais or is it not gzeir shami yifchais? Then we had another shayla. What would be if it was in the reverse? What would be if the kayra was too low? Where the walls of the mavli were less than 10 tvachim? What do you need to do then? You need to make them 10 tvachim. How are you going to make them 10 tvachim? By digging. The question is, how much do you have to deep? And over here, we have a machlokes between Abaye and Rav Yosef, but fundamentally it's different. Because over here, we're not just trying to make the kaira technically work. What we need to do is we need to create the mechitzos. We need to create the walls. We need to create the mavoy. Because if you don't have a mavoy with 3 mechitzos, then you can't have a lechi and a kaira to allow you to carry there. So then the question really becomes, how far in do you have to dig? Meaning, how big does the mavoy actually have to be? What's the minimum shear of a hat? And again, it may have a machloikis. According to Rabbi Yosef, it's 4 tvachim. According to Abaya, it's going to be 4 amas. The Gemara had a case where Rav Ami, Rav Asi both seem to say 4 tvachim, which would seem to be a raya to Rav Yosef, but the Gemara says, no, Abaya said that it could be there's a nafgamina between Tchilas Mavi and Tzoyf Mavi. Meaning, once you have an established Mavi, if things get messed up, maybe if all it has is 4 tvachim, that from a maintenance perspective would be enough. But if you're going to establish the Mavi over there, maybe you need more. Then the Gemara brought 2 makaris of where Abaya may have learned his halacha. Simply, he tied it to Rav Yosef. I don't understand how you're going to make it work. The most basic requirement of a mavoy is 2 chatzeres have to open into the mavoy. A chatzer has to have a pesach that's at least 4 tvachim. You need the walls. How are you going to be able to check off all the boxes? Rav Yosef made it work with a diagonal and a diagram and a picture. It's possible to make it work. The second makar that Abaya said was, you see that a lechi ha'oymed me'elov, even though it works, but if it's more than 4 amas, it doesn't work. And the reason is, nidoy mishum mavoy. That's what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said, nidoy mishum mavoy. So Abaya said, Rav Huna, Talmud Muvik of Rav said, nidoy mishum mavoy. So you see that that's the shear of a mavoy. So Rabbi Yosef said, no, I disagree. In the halachas of lechi, Oymen Me'elov, there's something called Dalet Amos, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that's the minimum shear of a hechshir mavi. Gufa, Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna, lechi, Aboy Lemitav Yishal Mavi. If you have a lechi that's boilet from the wall of the mavi, Pachas Me'ar Ba'amas, Lidem Mishum Lechi, if it's less than 4 amas, you could treat it as a lechi. The ain't tzarech lechi achat tira. You don't need another lechi. That in and of itself could serve as a lechi. 4 amas. If forever the lechi is 4 amas, Lidem Mishum Mavi, it's treated as a mavi, as we just mentioned. It's not a lechi achat tira. You need another lechi. Oysa lechi echem. So now that you're going to put this other lechi, where do you put it? Either Michael Vade, someone says, if you're going to put it next to the lechi
that you already have, that wall that you have, all you're doing is just making that wall bigger. And if that lechi is not a good lechi, then it shouldn't work. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, okay, the Michael, the Idach Kisa, put it on the other side. What's the big deal? Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, man, no. Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, underrated, our big Bali Plukten Chas. He said, no, I feel the Michael about it. No, you can put it on the same side. The Matfi Bay, the Matfi Bay, you can make it a little bigger, make it a little small, a little tall, a little short. As long as you put it there in a way where it doesn't look like you're simply adding to the wall, the Allah is it's going to be okay. Amar Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua said, Lo Yamaron, this halacha that we just said, that if the lechi, that's boilet, is four amos, tzorech lecharachi lahatiro, that in and of itself can't be a lechi. Even though lechi is good, but once it's four amos, need a mishum mavi, not mishum lechi. So you need another lechi. You put it on the other side, a little bigger, a little smaller. But this whole halacha that you need a lechi is ele b'mavi shmoina. That's only if the mavi itself was at least eight amos wide. If the mavi was less than eight amos wide, meaning it was seven amos, for example, nitter, then you don't need another lechi. You know why? Because then the wall itself is a good wall. Meaning a wall doesn't have to be complete. Erevin 101. In order to have a mechitza, it doesn't have to be a complete wall. You can have breaches in the wall. If it's less than three tefachim, you can close it up with lavud. We'll see different halachas of how you fix a wall. These are sugyas that we'll get to, each one individually. But for now, there's an idea called oimed meruba ala paretz. So if you have a wall that's 10 amos long, if six of the amos have wall and four of them have gaps, as long as it's oimed, the closed part, meruba is more than the paretz, the exposed part, that's going to be okay. So Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua said that this whole halacha that Rav Huna said, tracing back to Rav Huna, that if you have this half a wall, the halacha is that if it's four amos, you need lechi achal latir. That's only true if the four amos in and of itself is not the majority of the gap of that area. Because if the whole width is only seven amos and I have four amos, it's true the four amos can't be a lechi because four amos is too big for a lechi. But even though it can't be a lechi, it could be a wall. Because it's oimed merumala parts. If it's eight amos or more, let's say it's nine amos, so I have a four amos lechi, it's too big for a lechi, and it's not oimed merumala parts, because it's four amos of oimed and it's five amos of parts, so it's parts merumala oimed, it's over there, it's going to be an issue. Now the truth is, this idea that oimed merumala parts works, you don't find by mavi. This was Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua's chiddush. Where do you find this idea of oimed merumala parts? You find it by a chatzar. Chatzar also has to have mechitzos in order for you to be able to carry there. And in the laws of chatzar, you find this concept that if you have a breach in the wall of the chatzar, oimen meruba laparetz is going to be okay. But Rav Huna Breda Yeshua tainet that if you find oimen meruba laparetz by chatzar, you have to have it by mavi as well. Because for kavu chaimer may chatzar, not chatzar she'en in the terrace of lechi v'kaira, a chatzar doesn't have this chiddush of lechi v'kaira. Nitter be oimen meruba laparetz, still you have oimen meruba laparetz. Mavi shenitter be lechi v'kaira, a mavi that has lechi v'kaira and it nitter be oimen meruba laparetz. But the Gemara says, what's the kavu chaimer? Malu chatzar she came pritzas be'eser. You find by a mavi that the pirtza is a problem. If there's a gap, then it's only a problem if it's more than 10 amos wide. But toima b'mavoi she pirtzasei barba, as opposed to a mavi, as we're going to see in the next daf, if you have a gap that's only 4 amos, 4 tefachim wide, that in and of itself could be an issue. The point is that you find that a mavi, in a sense, is more chomer than a, you find a kulin mavi, it's nitav alachi b'kaira, but again, without fully appreciating what this halacha means, we'll get to that. But for now, we just need to know that chatzar actually has a kula over mavi. So once you find that chatzar has a kula over mavi, maybe oimen merubah laparetz works by chatzar, maybe it doesn't work by a mavi. Kasav Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua, mavi namui pirtzasei be'eser. So the Gemara says, I hear, it's a taina, but this Gemara that you're quoting, which is a Gemara later on Davav Amid Aleph, Rav Huna Breda Yeshua doesn't agree with. Rav Huna Breda Yeshua held that the shear of what's considered a pirtza, what's considered a breach, is the same for a chatzar as it is for a mavi. As a result, you don't find this kula in chatzar over mavi. Freit the Gemara, you can't do that. And this is why you always have to hold cheshbon with the names. Because Leman Kamrinon, Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua didn't come to say his own halacha. Rav Huna Breda Yeshua was commenting. He was commenting on something that the Gemara said on Amud Aleph. Who said it? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Amar Rav Huna. He was coming to explain Rav Huna's halacha. Rav Huna was talking about where the lechi is boiled from the doifin. If it's four amos, it's nidim mishum mavi, it's not nidim mishum lechi. Tzarech lechi achilatir. Amar Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua. That's only true if it's not oimen merubah laparetz. But if it's oimen merubah laparetz, then you don't need a lechi achilatir. How do I know oimen merubah laparetz works by a mavi. I only know it works by a chatzar. Kal v'chaymer. Don't you find that chatzar in a way is more kulidik? I don't hold it that cool. You know what the problem is? You don't hold it that cool, the Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. Oh, but Rav Huna holds it that cool. The man Kamrina, the Rav Huna. For Rav Huna, pretzalsev arbas firule. It's Rav Huna shita. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's true. It's true. According to Rav Huna, there's no way that this would work. However, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, time in the Kamer. He was saying this all according to himself. He knew that he was being a farish Rav Huna, and in Rav Huna's world, what he... it wouldn't work. But he held like Rav Huna's halacha as it relates to Alechi Aboilet from the Doifin. He just added that I who don't hold what Rav Huna says in the next Amid. I who hold that you could make a Kal v'chomer Mavi from Chatzar. So there is an idea of Oymen Ruba Laparetz by a Mavi, just like this idea of Oymen Amruba Laparetz as it relates to a Chatzar. And if that's the case, even with Alechi Aboilet Ne'elav, and it's too big, it's Talon Amis, it's too big, it can't be Nidim Mishal Lechi, it can only be Nidim Mishal Mavi, but at the same time, you don't necessarily need Alechi, because if it's if the width of the mavi is less than 8 tfachim, so then at the very least I'll end up having it based on oymid mruba laparetz. Rav Ashi says no. Afilu teima b'mavi shmoyne nami leitzarach lechi. Ashi took it one step further. He said that even if the mavi was 8 amos, not less than 8 amos, even if it's a perfect 8 amos, still the halach is you wouldn't need another lechi. I mean, Rav Ashi is saying the same thing Rav Huna b'Rebbe Rav Yeshua is. He's just ratcheting it up one level. He's taking it one step further. Oh, there's an idea of oymid mruba laparetz Rav Huna b'Rebbe Rav Yeshua, so that even if it's 4 amos, you don't need a lechi acher. I happen to agree with you, Rav Huna b'Rebbe Rav Yeshua. But you said that it has to be less than 8 amos, because it has to be meruba. So if the lechi is 4 amos and the entire width is less than 8 amos, then by definition it's going to be oymen meruba laparetz. I hold that the mavi could be a perfect 8 amos. You can measure it. It could be a perfect 8 amos, and this in and of itself is going to be enough. Why? Because mamon afshach e oymen nafish. Because in the case, if you get it, the oymen is more, meaning it's not a perfect 8 amos. You have a little bit more oymen. Meaning, it looks like 8 amos, but maybe it's not, right? Sometimes Chazal say EF shalitzamsing. It's hard to measure perfectly. So let's say it's a little bit less, meaning a little less than 8 amos, then it's perfect. Need to be oymen rubal parts. I agree with you, Rav Huna b'Rebbe Yeshua. Then you'll have oymen rubal parts. V parts nafish, and if it's going to be a little bit more parts, then it's going to be nidoin mishom lechi. Then it's going to be fine because you'll be able to use it as a lechi. My amrit, what's the issue? The shavu? Maybe you'll tell me they're equal. And in the event they're equal, ki adodi havalei sofik divreim. So if that's the case, what you end up with here is it's a sofik. And if all it is a sofik, sofik drabana lahakabin, dealing with the laws of mavui. So if it's a sofik, it ends up being a sofik drabanan. And by a sofik drabanan, the halacha is you can go Kula, meaning if it's exact, it's viewed as a suffix. Rashi, my amrit lo oisrei dilma tzimtzem v'chi adodi ninu the inkan lechi shariyesh by arba amis v'loy oimen meruba havi suffix divreim shema tzimtzem. Meaning at the end of the day, it's a small tzad that's what happened, and for a small tzad, we're not going to go ahead and we're not going to be. Meaning if you knew for sure that's what happened, you'd have a problem. But it's only a suffix shema tzimtzem v'asim, but v'shema loy tzimtzem v'mutter. And being that this whole question is a question of the rabbanon, because midrash allowed to carry a mavi without a lechi and a kaira. This is all an issue with the rabbanon. By a suffix rabbanon, you can go lekula.